Hello, good evening, good morning, or good afternoon, depending on where you're going to be listening to this from. Right off the bat, I'd like to apologize for any background noise that filters through, because I've tried to find the quietest place that I could find to do this, and I really want to do this on this last day of January 2024. Imagine that we've already gone through one whole month in this new year. It's amazing how time is flying. So very quickly, and I believe that those of us who need to hear this would hear this message, and that God will speak to us through it. It was a challenge for me, and I'm passing that challenge on because I care. Sharing is caring, right? And I think when you're having conversations with God and He asks you some questions and you really sit back to think about them, it really would be really selfish not to try and share those moments with others, because the same way it's helping you, it's going to help others by the grace of God. So it's really about faith, you know, faith. Coming out of Wolfbeck, and I've been listening and re-listening to the messages, and you know, the whole theme was about, you know, having the faith that would move mountains, you know, faith that would do the impossible, believe God for the impossible. And I've heard so much talk about faith, and I just think it's something we can never hear enough of, because faith is our very life. You know, the just live by faith. So faith is so essential to us as Christians. So I don't think we could ever listen enough to it. But so far, you know, listening to those messages and just understanding anew, because it was a new concept for me, and that actually God has given us faith as a gift, and he's given us something that originates with Him. So it's His faith that He has given us, so we don't even really have to worry about what we're feeling or not feeling when it comes to thinking about, oh, I don't think I have enough faith for that, or I don't think I have enough faith for this, or I don't think I have enough faith to go through this situation. That, from what I've now learned, is not true. It's not your faith. It's the faith of God that He has given you, and the faith of God always works. The faith of God works. The faith of God is enough, you know. So think about that. It's just been, I think, over a week that I've heard this, and it has really helped me when I'm kind of like feeling low, because sometimes we really think that it's our faith that is low, and therefore we're not able to believe for certain things. But just that mental switch, just an easy switch, saying, you know, actually the faith I have is the faith of God. It's God's faith, and God's faith always works regardless of what I am feeling. I don't know about you, but just that little switch there, it's so powerful. But anyway, what I really wanted to bring to you, and just in case I forget towards the end, please guys, in this season, and it's a challenge for me, and I see myself struggling with it after the fact, when I would have just said something, I'd be like, is that really what I want? We have to be intentional with our words and only say the things that we really want, you know, only say what we want, because again, it's clear that we have the power in our mouths to actually make promises that God has made us of no effect. and He is God Almighty, correct, but we have, that's how powerful what we say, what we do with our mouths can be, to the point where you can murmur and complain and say all kinds of things about Nigeria and your life and your whatever, and you can actually neutralize or cancel out promises that God has made you with those words. That's how powerful God has made us, you know. So please be intentional with your words. So what I wanted to bring to you was, like, are you really sure you don't have faith? We have so much faith. It's clear in our, if you just look back on your life in the last two to three to four to five, six months, you will see that actually whenever you think that you don't have lots of faith, it's not really true. Let me try and explain. And it's so funny, when I was thinking about this, I remember that in the first diary of a desperate Niger woman, I had some kind of poem in there that I, you know, that speaks to this. I can't even remember the title. I think, was it Can It Be Real, or Are You Sure? Some, anyway, I'll go, when I get back home, I'm gonna go check out what I titled that poem, and it really speaks to this issue of faith. Do you know that every time you get on a plane, you are demonstrating faith? Yeah, you're demonstrating that you have faith in a pilot you cannot see, you do not know. Every time you walk into a restaurant to eat, you are demonstrating faith that the chef or whoever knows what he's doing, has prepared your food well, hygienically. You sit down to eat, you don't see anybody, do you? Do you go up to the pilot and say, you know what, show me your credentials, I want to be sure, you know, you really learned how to? We don't do that. We just get on the plane and we sit down and we trust that we're going to get from point A to point B. That's faith. When you go into a restaurant, you order food, that's faith. You're demonstrating faith in the chef and in the establishment that they are going to give you food that will be delicious and will not kill you or make you sick. Every time you get into an Uber or a Bolt, you're demonstrating faith in the skills of that person, that he or she knows how to drive and is going to take you safely to your destination. Have you ever gotten into a cab, a Bolt or an Uber, and when you get into the back seat, you shut the door, then you say, excuse me, before this trip starts, I'd like to see your driver's license, I'd like to see where it shows that you passed your driving school test, I'd like to know how many years you've been driving. Do we do that? We don't. Why? Because we're demonstrating faith in that this driver has been checked by Uber or Bolt and has the skills required to move this machine from A to B without killing somebody. And one that is even just like run of the mill that I just thought of is your suya guy. You go to buy suya from him. I hope you know that that's faith you're demonstrating, that he's not selling you horse meat or donkey meat. You trust that he's bought a cow and he has killed it hygienically and he's prepared it hygienically, and that's why you go back to him and you buy day after day after day. So how do you then say you just can't find the faith, you can't have faith in God? Meanwhile, these people that you're trusting, these skills and abilities that you're trusting in your core human being, have all been given to these different people by God Almighty, who is keeping this earth in its orbit, keeping you breathing, keeping you alive, watching over you while you sleep, waking you up in the morning. He is the originator of everything. And then we say we struggle to have faith in him. How does this even make sense to us? I don't know. I don't know. Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? So, dear one, join me in realizing that we are people of faith. And the faith that we have, its author and finisher is Jesus Christ. So our faith is he is the author. He has written. He's the author and the finisher. So he is the beginning and the end of the faith that we now have in God. So we always have faith. We have the faith of God, and the faith of God works. We have the faith of God, and the faith of God always works. It always delivers. It always achieves, you know, what it's set out to achieve. So say with me these declarations. My faith is the faith of God. It always works. God's faith is mine. I believe all things are possible with God. My faith is the faith of God, and the faith of God always works. I don't know what you're believing for, but apply the faith of God and you will see. You will see. So that's kind of like the little thing I wanted to bring. Little big thing I have to say. I don't know. I pray it helps you the way it's been helping me, because I have a whole lot of situations that I have to make sure that I'm standing in God's faith about, you know. And I know that God is helping me, and I'm going to rejoice over these matters and celebrate over them and just tell the whole world how God has come through for me and mine. Okay, so that's just it. So you do have faith. You actually do have faith. And even when you think you don't have faith, you do have faith. You have God's faith. You have God's faith. And it doesn't go up, it doesn't come down. It's always solid. It's always solid. Okay, I hope in some way that helps you. I know it's, like I said, it's helping me. And here's me wishing you a safe crossover into the brand new month. Tomorrow is the 1st of February. Trust me, as we have been victorious in January, so shall we be victorious in February and in all the other 10 months of this year, 2024. I have such a high level of expectancy, I can't tell you. And I refuse to be moved by anything or anyone. Join me, okay? Have a good night. Ciao. See you next month. By the grace of God. Bye.